All That Is Solid Melts Into Air by Darragh McKeown. Narrated by Patrick W. Doherty. For Flora, in memory of my mother. All that is solid melts into air, all that is holy is profaned, and man is at last compelled to face with sober senses his real conditions of life, and his relations with his kind. Karl Marx, The Communist Manifesto. To my mind, radioactivity is a real disease of matter. Moreover, it is a contagious disease. It spreads. You bring those debased and crumbling atoms near others, and those too presently catch the trick of swinging themselves out of coherent existence. It is in matter exactly what the decay of our old culture is in society, a loss of traditions and distinctions and assured reactions. H.G. Wells, Tono Bungay. He comes to her daily, slipping into her mind between breaths. She draws him in as she draws in air, pedaling along the Quai de Valmy, as she draws in her new surroundings, the glow of a Paris summer, the jigsaw of shadows thrown across her forearms when she sweeps beneath a canopy of poplars. She can never say what it is that triggers a recollection. They come into being in such stealthy ways. Perhaps there was something of Grigori in the man with the cigarette at the lock just past. A familiarity in the way the stranger brought a flaring match to his face. But then the breadth of their marriage contains a corresponding moment for any of the thousands of minute actions that surround her. His image is lost to her now, belonging solely to the photographs he inhabits. She can no longer see him in resemblance, but only in the motions of others. So that when she chains her bicycle to the railings by the canal and steps towards the café terrace, he is echoed in the man who looks towards her, not through the dark Gallic features, but in the nod of the head, the opening of the long deft fingers, the downturn of the eyes. These are the small consolations that death offers, her husband still turning the key to an undiscovered chamber of her heart. April 1986. When Yevgeny closes his eyes, the world comes in. The world rattling and banging, whispers and footfalls, the hiss of trains, the bleep and slide of doors, announcements on the tannoy cracked and frail and distant, people saying, "Excuse me," or less polite, "Out of my way! Move!"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?